a step-by-step approach to improving yourself and your organization, here's Alan Rodway.
My word it is from yourcoachonline.com.au at 21-2 on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. G'day, Al.
How are you, Huff?
Very well, thank you, sir.
It is a good afternoon, isn't it?
It's lovely. In fact, the weather the last week has been bordering on ridiculous.
It has.
Great cafe weather.
It's good to be in Melbourne.
You'd be out there running.
I am.
Yourself silly and cafeing yourself silly.
I am 118 days in a row. I've ran.
Have you really?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
What sort of miles? You know, a bit off topic here, Al, for today. Yeah. It's all about healthy mind, healthy body.
Yes, following Cove session really, really well. Between 8 and 10K a day.
Every day?
Yes, it's become silly, Dan.
You're an animal.
Once you start doing something like that, you sort of say, well, where am I going to stop this?
And you're not one of these addictive type personalities that we're dealing with, are we?
Completely. It's fantastic my wife doesn't listen to this.
If you're going to be addicted to something, running 8-10Ks a day is probably not a bad result. And you're still in one piece. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific work. Now, with us today, by the way, our workshop is next Friday morning.
It is. It's tomorrow week, mate. Leadership, teamwork, culture in Surry Hills. And if you want to go along, send an email to us at coach@yourcoach.com.
So there's a few spots still available. It's highly sought after early doors.
I think there's two. No, there's a few left.
There's a few spots left?
There's a few spots left,
okay.
Yeah.
So email coach@yourcoachonline.com.au if you're available next Friday morning for a teamwork, leadership and culture seminar that Al and I are going to run, have a bit of fun with, and you'll get a fair bit out of it too. So Friday morning next week, email coach@yourcoachonline.com.au to get involved.
And it's a bit to do with, like we talked last week about managing up and across, and we're going to keep going with that
because
it's a really big topic.
Yep.
And I've had several conversations with businesses this week about this, and none of them have disagreed as to how poorly this occurs in the business world.
Yep.
And it does happen better in your world, in the world of sport, that is. And a lot of the texts last week were really productive. They were talking about, well, isn't that just brown-nosing and sucking up to your boss rather than
influencing? It was great feedback, I reckon. It was.
It made us feel terrific, didn't it?
Oh, it was good. It was good.
Because
they saw it for how a lot of people see it.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why it wouldn't happen. If you think you're going to be perceived in trying to influence someone you report to as just sort of sucking up to that person, well, you're hardly going to go there. It's not going to help
you.
And so you've got this massive barrier of that. How am I going to be perceived if I try and influence someone I work with or someone I report to? And that's one of the sort of we talked last week around why would you do it?
Yep.
I go back and say, well, one of the reasons that I think people should get involved in managing up is people are busy. You know, just because someone's in a position of seniority or they own a business doesn't mean that they know everything. Okay, please don't text in, well, they think they do. Well, we get that. Some people will think they do, but they don't know everything and they're very time poor. So it's almost like they need all these little soldiers, all of us, running around sort of eyes and ears feeding back to them what we might do better. So it's a slightly different slant on what we're talking about here. But it also encourages people to be in a think space rather than just a do space. Yeah, if I just report to you or if I just play for you and all I do is I do the job rather than I'm thinking about the space I'm in as well so that I can feed back to you how we can be better at this.
I love it.
That's better. I want, for me to be a really good manager of people up, down and across, I want those people to be in a think space, not just a do space, and I want to encourage that. Even if the person above me isn't it, then I need to sort of find the ways to get them to encourage it.
And I think this goes back to discussions we've had moons ago, Al, about people just going to work and just working, as opposed to being involved in something and trying to either better themselves or better the bigger picture so that they can better themselves, or find a way to get involved emotionally in their employment as opposed to just punching the clock and just waiting for the time to tick to 5 o'clock and go home.
It is the biggest problem in Australian business that we have this so big disconnect between employee and business. No matter how big the business is, we have this disconnect, sometimes hidden, sometimes skimmed over a bit, but fundamental, and it harms performance. And we'll get thousands of texts right now saying, well, you're in fairyland and that's the way it is. Well, it actually isn't. I'll give you an example. I had a meeting yesterday of someone who actually emailed me because of SEN and said, look, I probably need some help in my business and I hope the person's listening. So I actually went and met with the person and the person's wife. It's a little business. So I actually said to them, what do you want to be? Now, without describing the industry, the person sort of gave the usual answer of, I want to be a good provider of, let's say, plumbing. And it wasn't that, but whatever.
Good plumber.
I want to be a good plumber. Good plumber. And with milk and fruit, Daniel. That's your
solution,
with milk and fruit at Kinder. And only when I asked the question the third or fourth time, and this is the truth, and I said, well, I don't think that's the answer. And in the end, I actually said it this way. I said, look, what do you want to be? And
the guy,
I did say it like that in a cafeteria, in a canteen. And the guy looked at me and said, and this is what he said, I want to be a success. I said, thank you. Now, what do you mean by that? And what he ended up saying was, I want to do so much better for my family than I'm doing now. And I actually want to see my family. And I want to feel good about what I'm doing in my workplace. I actually want to feel good about it. I said, thank you. And if you go back to your first three or four answers, they're the answers that businesses accept from people. Yeah, I want to do a good job. I want workplace satisfaction, all this sort of stuff. And you go, well, how much does that drive you? It actually doesn't. The heart of the matter was the guy wants to feel good about himself and provide for his family. I said, okay, now you've got a whole different set of questions. What must you now do? What's not negotiable about that? And we skim over that. So you go, well, okay, if I'm in the workplace, why are you there and what do you want to be? Well, my answer isn't, you know, just because it allows me to buy milk and bread. It'll be a different answer from that. Mm. It'll be gut felt from that. You say, well, okay, well, should you actually manage up and across? Or put differently, do you actually think that you'd be better or the place would be better if you influenced other people, not just someone who sits underneath you in an org chart? And the answer is yes. And, you know, if you think it's fairyland, well, it remains fairyland.
Yep.
If you want to change fairyland into a reality that's much better than that, then you have to have a go.
The world is the way you see it.
Have a crack. Have a crack, as they say at SEN. Have a crack.
Have a crack.
Yes.
And it was probably digressing a touch, but I think it's important for the psychology of this topic and others we've talked about through the years, Al, that do you think that people just put ceilings on what they can achieve? They inhibit themselves and not pushing hard enough to try and be better, to try and be a success, to try and be happy in their job.
They do. And sometimes it's imposed by other people in the outside world, and that's happened to a lot of women in the business world. There's been this glass ceiling. But sometimes it's self-imposed. It's just sort of what I think, you know, I'm in my little lot and here I am and I come to work and I do something and on we go. And then what we say is if people, and believe you me, there are businesses who have cut right through this.
Yep.
They have really succeeded on this front. They're few and far between, but they've done it. And they say, well, we're going to change this. We're going to change the parameters, the way people think, and say, well, we don't want this to be just a place of work where you get your pay every fortnight and go home sort of thing. We're going to make it better than that. So how do we do it? And you have to take it on. You really, and that's a footy phrase. You have to take it on. You've got to confront this and say, what's the situation as it is? Does everyone love it? And the answer is no, we don't. Mm. We don't really love our jobs. We don't really love the workplace. So what are the things we've got to smash through to make it better than what it is? And that takes some real courage. But businesses do it. But too many just don't try and they go along the same way.
We spoke last week about some of the why you do it and how to do it. And there's a great SMS from Dan in Toongabby. I'm not sure where Toongabby is. But thank you, Dan, for sending it. I'm going to read that to you after the breakout. You'll get a chance to read it as well and come back and address that. And then we'll talk about dealing with the challenges of managing up and across. Alan Rodway is with us from yourcoachonline.com.au. If you want to be part of our seminar next Friday morning, email coach@yourcoachonline.com.au for teamwork, leadership and culture. Just out here in the, just not too far from Richmond in Surry Hills. A couple of spots still available to be a part of that. So Friday morning, get involved. coach@yourcoachonline.com.au. After the break, more with Al. It's got a lot of people talking this topic and the psychology behind it, I suppose, and the effect it's having on people's lives is what they're hitting us with off the SMS. Very contrasting SMS just came through before, but this one from Dan in Toongabby, which they tell me is about 20k's north of Traralgon. Thank you for that, whoever sent that through. That might have been Dan himself. Staff might get involved. This is to your point before the break, Al. Staff might get involved if they're listened to by middle management, and we are not, says Dan. This is commonplace, you're saying.
Oh,
well, the good ones cut through this,
yep.
But this is the norm.
Absolutely. Absolutely it's the norm. It's 80% of the norm in big business and in privately owned businesses, and that's the pity of it. I'll say again, most businesses don't try, but let's go to the point. You say, okay, so let's say Dan's one of these really good middle managers that's trying to manage up, and he won't be heard.
Mm.
And that's a fantastic question. What the hell do you do now? Well, let's cut to the chase and say at the end of the day, and I mean this, you might need to leave. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. I mean, you know, if you're someone who's, unless you're 80,000 years of age, you actually may need to leave the organisation if indeed it's not going to fit what you're looking for. But you've got to try first and follow the process and not sweat the outcome too much, as we've said before.
Yep.
But that's the point. You've got to try and manage up. And sometimes people won't listen to you because they don't think you're worth listening to, or because they think you threaten them, or you don't have their best interest in heart, or you're going about it the wrong way. None of which is to blame, say, someone like Dan. It's to say, if you've given it all best effort and the manager above you still won't listen to you, then it is their fault. I'm the first to agree that. Well, the next question becomes, will the organisation itself do something about that? But if Dan's manager happens to be the owner, well, I'm tipping he's not going to do anything about himself.
It's a brick wall, that one.
That's where you get stuck. Say, well, I've tried everything I can. He's not going to change or she's not going to change. I actually have to make my own mind up here in terms of what's very important to me. And that's a reality. It'd be silly to say it's not. You might end up in that boat. But that's different to saying, oh, well, I'll just accept it and I'm not going to try. That's the point. Businesses don't try hard enough to cut through this. I'm going to genuinely, purposefully try to influence people around me, up or across or down, I don't care, for the betterment of the organisation. I'll stay out of politics. I won't make it a selfish endeavour. I'll support everyone else's success around me. I'll do it openly, honestly, respectfully. Now, how can you lose? You can't. The worst that happens is then you might have to make your own mind up to leave. That is not an awful thing to say. But if you're not prepared to do that, then maybe you shouldn't go there. But then you say, well, geez, you know, I don't really like where I'm working and this isn't really fun for me and I spend 40 hours a week here. Where are you going to go now? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Have you explained these two SMSs which came...
You're grinning, Daniel, so this will be good.
...within three of each other. Two out of the three that came in. First one was, I work for a software company. Whole team loved our work, cared about our jobs, did overtime, etc. Got acquired by a large multinational for a large sum. Culture's now much worse. No one cares about their job because people are treated like numbers. They don't understand the business and have made arbitrary cuts from the top, making many redundant, even though the thing we work on is very profitable. We'll be surprised if we're all still here in 2 years. And then this one. Two SMSs later. As a multinational manager, I have always fostered my staff to not come to me with problems, but with solutions as well. 9 times out of 10, they'll already have thought of a solution. Hardest part is empowering your staff to look outside the square and get them to genuinely feel that they can have important input into the business of the future and theirs as well. Fairly conflicting views about how things are operated from the top end to the bottom end.
And massively typical. I mean, the multinational manager, tick, 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 tick for the empowerment. Absolutely fantastic. Bring me solutions, not problems. That's one way to empower people. And on the other, unfortunately, absolutely correct, that a very, very good culture in an organisation, good teams, all that sort of stuff, can be pulled apart in weeks. I mean, you even talk about your organisation, the size and success of something like Apple. And I talk about that all the time because they're innovative. If you put the wrong people in charge of that, it'll come undone at the rate of knots. Of course it's going to, because they're the people at the top and they can influence people. So unfortunately, we're talking about something that takes time to build up, but days to pull apart. Again, you still got to try. You have to try and put people on notice that you're genuine in your motive for what you're trying to achieve.
I reckon we're just scratching the surface on this issue, Al, and the psychology of the worker and the boss and all that sort of stuff out there and the interaction, dynamic between them. This SMS from Damo, and it's credit to you, by the way, and I don't want to embarrass you, but he says, you should put a YouTube video up of one of your talks. What you say is awesome. He's talking to you there, not me. He's certainly not talking to me.
I think he's talking to you, huh?
No, he's not. Damo, he thanks you for that. He won't say it, but I'll do it on his behalf.
Well done, Harv.
We're doing part of this next week, aren't we?
We are.
On the seminar on Friday.
It's got a lot to do with it.
The workshop on Friday, Teamwork, Leadership and Culture. We're doing it in Surry Hills. That's not too far away. Email coach@yourcoachonline.com.au to get involved. Still a few spots open. We'd be happy to have you there next Friday. Al, you're a champion.
Thanks a lot, mate. It's good to be in.